Welcome to With Heart and Wonder. This is a place for us to explore heart-centered living and to celebrate what it means to live with wonder, with awe and appreciation for the possibilities that are within us and around us. I'm Megan Johnston, and I am truly so honored and excited that you are here. Let's dive in and journey together. This is episode 94 of With Heart and Wonder. As always, I'm just truly grateful that we get to spend this time together. It has been like a week or two of just feeling like I am reawakening. Where I live here in Canada, there has been a lot of warm weather and just up and down weather, which truthfully I find terrifying because of what it means for our changing climate and all the work that is needed to care for our planet. But I also, in spite of all of that fear, I really do love the time of year when we move out of winter and towards spring. And so I also have just been feeling gratitude for the energy that seems to come alive inside of me when the weather starts to get warmer and the sun starts to shine brighter and you can hear the birds sing again and the snow starts to melt. There's like a freshness in the air, I find, that just, I don't know, it just stirs something inside of me. And I've been just enjoying soaking up that energy. So it's really one of those both and situations, you know, terrifying that that at this time of year, we're already transitioning into spring when normally would be like 4 to 6 more weeks before that happened. But also just the gratitude for the joy that I feel in this seasonal transition whenever it happens in the year. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this seasonal transition today. If you've listened to the podcast for a while, you know that I am just so passionate about looking to the natural world and to the seasons and the cycles in our lives, and just that there's so much richness and so much that we can learn from taking a more cyclical and seasonal approach to our growth, our healing, whatever it is that's happening inside of our lives. And this like spring chapter is a beautiful metaphor for thinking about fresh starts and new beginnings and like that playfulness that can come when we start something new. So we're going to come back to that. But I wanted to share as a little bit of context. What I'd really like to talk about today is I think that spring, or any time that you are in the energy of spring, because again, that I say this all the time, but the seasons in the natural world don't necessarily map on to what is happening in our inner worlds. But anytime that we're in a spring, or anytime that we're in this like phase of new beginnings, to me, it always strikes me as it's a really, really potent time to get curious and explore and get playful with what our daily routines look like. Daily or weekly, you can choose, but the regularity with which we are making time and space for the things in our lives that feel vibrant and alive and pulsing with opportunity and possibility. It's a time for planting seeds. So I said I wanted to give some context. And the context that I want to give is one of my biggest personal hurdles in this wild ride of life has truly been that I spent a lot of years, many years, where I was searching for almost like the magic key, like the perfect formula for how to structure my day, how to structure my week so that it felt supportive, but I didn't do too much, I didn't burn out, so that I could kind of get off of what felt like this roller coaster of high highs and low lows, where my energy would just spike and then drop. And I got kind of obsessed with like finding the perfect solution, finding the magic key, expecting that if I could just crack this problem, if I could solve it, everything would fall into place after that. If I could find the perfect formula, the exact things that would support me and encourage me and help me stretch, but not too far, then like I'd be golden. I'd be set for life. And I kind of laugh thinking about it now, because I really do see how that is problematic thinking and just unrealistic in many ways. But this is something that I absolutely was like really fixated on, especially in my late teens and early 20s. And I see this show up in different places, just in our world, when it comes to this idea of like hacking our productivity. And what strikes me about that is that it's an approach to our routines and our rituals that takes things really seriously, that expects that we get it right the first time, and that really doesn't make that much room for play or for patience in the process. And of course, this absolutely relates to spring. Like, my goodness, we can plant seeds in the ground and we can want them to grow right away. I'm the type of person who will plant seeds outside in my backyard and I'll go every day to check and see how they're doing. And there's like a big part of me that wants those seeds to grow more quickly. But there's also so much beauty and so much nourishment that happens in that process of waiting. What it makes me think of is the way in which I myself have had a pattern in my life of starting things and then giving up too easily. Starting a new routine or a new habit and then giving up when it doesn't work right away. Or giving up when it starts to feel uncomfortable. I even, if we go back to planting seeds, have totally been the person before who has planted seeds outside, watered them and taken care for like about a week, and then sort of gotten bored and forgotten all about them. I don't do that anymore. But it has been an experience that I've had, and maybe you have too. And so there's this question for me around like, what does it look like to find gentle momentum where we can stay in the process, even when it starts to feel sticky or boring or like it's taking too long? But what does it look like to bring a more playful approach to really crafting a day or a week that allows us to feel like our most aligned and vibrant self? What does it mean to carve out time and plant seeds that may take a bit of time to grow, but seeds that are really aligned with the vision that we have for our life, those big, bold, beautiful dreams? What are those little things that we can play with in this process of living that move us closer to that vision that we have for our life and that let us just take it a bit less seriously, have more fun along the way? There's so many areas of life where we focus on, you know, it's about the process, not the destination. And yet, we may have heard that idea, that cliche, so many times before, and we might need to hear it again. For me, that especially shows up. Like, I really do expect when I start a new routine or rhythm that, like, I'll get it right the first time. And it's been a huge mindset shift for me in terms of, like, thinking about how do I set myself up well, so that when I am going into a fresh start, a season of spring, a season of a new chapter of new beginnings, how do I set myself up well so that I don't start and then stop, so that I don't get impatient or let the not knowing that messy middle mean that I've stopped before I even let things go, like really get going. This idea of like really thinking about how I can nurture and nourish these little seeds so that I can care for them enough to grow and blossom has been a huge thing that I've been playing with in the last few years. And I have noticed how now there's still like the tendencies that are deeply ingrained of wanting to push and rush things. But they're also, again, the both and, that is true. And there is also more patience in the process and more of a willingness to get curious and to play and to really embrace that energy of spring. If this is feeling aligned for you, and if you are listening close to the time of recording, it is March 2024, I wanted to tell you I am hosting a free workshop. I'm so excited about it. And it is going to be about exactly all of this. We're going to be diving into the energetics of the spring season, and we'll be looking at planting seeds and playing with our priorities. We'll talk about some of the unique opportunities and obstacles of the spring season. We're going to talk about my ice cream shop method for getting clear on your priorities in a way that feels playful and expansive. And we're going to explore how to align your daily routines with those big dreams and the vision that you have for your life so that you're really planting the seeds for what it is that you really want. And this workshop is going to be happening live and it'll be recorded, but the live workshop will be on Tuesday, March 19th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You can sign up for the workshop by going to springworkshop.meganjohnston.com, and that link will be in the show notes or the episode description, wherever you're listening to this podcast. I'm so excited to share this workshop if you're able to come. And if you're listening to this at a later time, I feel like there's still some really juicy questions here. Just thinking about, even just for yourself, like what is that energy of spring or that energy of like fresh starts, new beginnings, and how can you approach that and really harness that in ways that feel playful and vibrant and nourishing, but that set you up for that gentle, sustainable moving forward. If this episode sparked an insight for you, I would absolutely love to hear from you. You can reach out at Megan L. Johnston on Instagram or hello@meganjohnston.com. And if you've signed up for the workshop, go ahead, send me a DM on Instagram. Let me know you're coming. I am so, so excited to share it with you. And again, you can sign up for that at springworkshop.meganjohnston.com. Until next time, keep living with heart and wonder.